if the family of Abigail Jalen McDonald will come forward and bring her forward. And if you will turn with me in your hymnal to page 39, to the congregation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. I would like to present here today Abigail Jalen McDonald, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. As members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? Please answer the congregation, I will. As members of this congregation, will you participate fully in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Congregation will answer, I will. Members of the household of God, I commend this person to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. If the congregation will read at the bottom of page 38. I'm sorry. Page 40. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? The parents and sponsors will answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nation, and races. I do. Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and example she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? I will. Do you, as Christ's body, the congregation, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Answer, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian life and faith and include this young lady now before you in your care? With God's help, proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their service to others. We will pray for them, and they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the peoples. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water to this young woman who will receive it, to wash away her sin, to clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. Amen. Abigail J. Lynn MacDonald, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, and being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now it is our joy to welcome Abigail J. Lynn MacDonald as our new sister in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend this young child to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Will you please welcome this new child into the family of God? Thank you all.